Welcome to this installment of the AIDS Pandemic podcast hosted by Dave Wessner of the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I am Justin Freed. A study recently published in the Journal of Infectious Diseases credited AIDS treatment for saving 3 million years of life in the United States. While effective treatment of common AIDS-related opportunistic infections has indeed benefited AIDS patients, the study cites treatments that decrease the virulence of the HIV virus as having the greatest impact on mortality rates of AIDS patients. In the United States and countries that can afford it, the standard treatment for HIV is highly active antiretroviral treatment, HART for short. HART is composed of a combination of three or four drugs that fit into as many as three categories: reverse transcriptase inhibitors, protease inhibitors, and fusion inhibitors. Each of these categories of drugs attempts to interrupt the viral life cycle at a different point. Reverse transcriptase inhibitors block the activity of reverse transcriptase, an enzyme the virus uses to build new DNA from its RNA. Protease inhibitors inhibit the activity of viral enzymes used by HIV to cleave new proteins for final assembly into new HIV virions. Fusion inhibitors, the newest addition to the HART treatment, block entry of HIV into the cell membrane, preventing infection of uninfected cells. The medications of HART complement each other and are taken together to give an added effect. While HART treatment has had a profound impact on the AIDS epidemic in America, it should be understood that the HART treatment is not a cure for HIV and carries its own drawbacks. Until recently, the only HART treatments available were complicated regimens that required patients to take a series of pills at varying times of the day. Atripla, a new once-a-day HART treatment, has greatly simplified the HIV treatment regimen, but is not for everyone. Aside from its expense, it is likely that the HIV virus in some people will eventually evolve to become resistant to one or more of the drugs in Atripla, and those patients will have to revert to more complicated treatment regimens. While side effects of HART treatment vary considerably between individuals and the particular medicines making up their therapy, most common side effects include diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. Lipodystrophy is another common side effect of HART treatment, in which fat is redistributed to other parts of the body. Often in this condition, face and limbs become thin while one's breasts, stomach, and/or neck enlarge. Hyperglycemia and onset of diabetes have also occurred in a significant number of HART patients. Liver toxicity, including liver failure, pancreatitis, and neuropathy, are other unpleasant and potentially life-threatening side effects experienced by some patients. These side effects can amount to such a physical and psychological burden that patients skip doses or stop taking their medications altogether, which increases the likelihood of drug resistance developing. In fact, about 25% of patients stop therapy within the first year of HART because of side effects. Reconstitution of the immune system, a major goal of HART treatment, may even carry risks in some patients. A debilitating inflammatory syndrome has recently been linked to HART treatment. This podcast installation was not meant to scare anyone away from seeking HART therapy. Indeed, as I stated earlier, it is very effective in combating infection and allows many HIV patients to live longer, healthier lives. My goal was to simply alert people to the fact that there are frequently side effects and complications associated with HART treatment. Prevention is still the best treatment for HIV that carries no side effects. Until next time, this is Justin Freed.